Nothing comes out of the water and nothing gets left behind. That's the first rule of thumb when you go diving in shipwrecks off the coast of Newfoundland. And that's what our guest Margie Goldsmith has done. First, tell us this, Margie. Why are there shipwrecks off the coast of Newfoundland?
Well, because Newfoundland has an island called Belle Island, which has a humongous iron ore mine. And the mine would always transport the iron ore to different countries around the world. And on September 4th, 1942, the ships were sitting in the harbor, four of them waiting to transport the ore, when along came a U-513, a submarine, which slipped into the bay and waited to strike. So the next morning, the Germans fired two torpedoes, but they forgot to set the battery switch, so the torpedoes sank to the bottom of the sea. Then they fired more torpedoes, and they sunk the SS Saginaga, along with three other ships, the SS Lord Strathcona, the SS Rosecastle, and the PLM 27. So now, if you're standing on top of the island, and you've come out of a tour from the mine, as I had done, you can see where those wrecks are, because all four wrecks are now lying in the waters of Belle Island. They are completely upright and they're intact, except for where the torpedoes hit them in one anchor.
So now, are there tour companies that will escort you on a dive to these wrecks?
There's one tour company, which is called Ocean Quest Adventures. And if you remember, a while back, I did a show for you on swimming with whales in Newfoundland. And that was the same outfitter, Ocean Quest. And I had gone to them to swim with the whales. And we were waving to people on one of Rick Stanley, who's the owner, one of his other dive boats, and they all looked so happy. And I said, where are those people coming from? And he said, the wrecks. And I said, what wrecks? Because I had no idea. I'm a diver, but I'm not a wreck diver, and I'm not a cold water diver. It's 32 degrees in that water in the summer. So I decided, okay, I think I need to try this. So I wasn't relishing the idea of having to put on a wetsuit, a dry suit. You kind of look like the Michelin man. But he said if I was only going to do one dive, I could use a regular wetsuit. So that's what I did.
What's it like? Is it eerie? Is it fascinating? Is it all of the above to swim around these wrecks?
Well, it's all of the above. I'd say it's more exciting than anything else because I have never seen anything this big under the water. They make whales look like guppies. I mean, it's got to be the size of at least one, if not two, football fields. So it takes you almost your entire tank of air just to swim around the ship. And not only are you only going down 65 feet, which is nothing, but there's so much to see down there because you're seeing a complete ship, and the only thing missing are the holes that the torpedoes made and the anchor on the one of the ships, which was just pushed from the bow to the stern when it was torpedoed. So it's sitting there, and now it's home to a blowfish. And the entire thing is covered with corals and sea urchins and anemones and different kinds of flowers and huge crabs. I mean, it's like a circus down there of wildlife.
And what about this rule that Rick has, Margie? Nothing comes out of the water and nothing gets left behind. What exactly is meant by that?
Well, he's kind of a take-only-bubbles type of person. The thing with shipwrecks is everybody wants to salvage them and steal things. And Rick is very concerned that if everybody takes things off the ships, they'll no longer be pristine because there's no protection against shipwrecks. So he's become the steward of Newfoundland, and he makes sure that the artifacts remain on deck and in the holds instead of finding their way into private collections. He's even started a nonprofit organization called OceanNet, and he and his crew go around, clean up the beach, they clean up the wrecks, you know, do underwater cleanups if people leave things on the bottom of the sea.
You know, I would think, too, that when people go down into these wrecks, there would, as a matter of course, be some respect. I mean, people died when these ships were destroyed, but apparently that's not necessarily the case, that people show respect.
That's not the case anywhere because people are essentially greedy and not considerate of others. But it's in Newfoundland, you've got 10,000 wrecks in the waters around there. It's also, you know, 300 miles off Newfoundland is where the Titanic sunk, and it's the 100th anniversary of the Titanic. And Stanley is calling 2012 the year of the shipwrecks. By the way, his website is www.oceanquestadventures.com. And I really think he's the only outfit in Newfoundland who takes you both swimming with sharks, whales, and diving the wrecks. There are not many outfitters, and he's safe. He's been doing it for many years. His wife, Debbie, is also a dive master and an adventurer. So they will make sure that people do not take anything from the wrecks. And what's really nice is when you go down there, there's nobody else around. You've got the entire wreck to yourself, which is shocking. You try going diving to the HMS Rhone and BVI or any other wrecks, and there are thousands of people, and you're competing for space.
So what did you take away from this, Margie? What did you learn from your first experience diving in a shipwreck?
Well, I learned that I have a lot more curiosity about history than I did. I always thought I was a culture and a people person, and history, I'm not very good at memorizing dates. But when you think about the history of our country and our neighbor Canada, and the fact that these are the only ships that the Germans were able to torpedo in North America, I mean, I had a complete respect for history, a complete respect for divers.
Margie Goldsmith on her recent adventure diving among the shipwrecks off the coast of Newfoundland. You can find Margie online. Her name is spelled just like it sounds, Margie Goldsmith. She has a webpage, and she's also on Twitter. Hey, thanks a lot, Margie.
Thanks so much, Rod.